Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, greetings, everybody. How are you doing today? Happy holidays. It is the 20th of December, Thursday morning, December 20th. Wanted to welcome you all and thank you so much for being here once again. As ever, I do appreciate it. You are listening to Thinks Out Loud. My name is Tim Peter. And we're going to do something a little different today than what we've done in past shows. Early on in the podcast, I tried to be very transparent in terms of sharing statistics, in terms of sharing how things were going. And for the last couple of weeks, that's dropped off for a variety of reasons. Not because there wasn't stuff to share, but because there were so many other things to talk about you. In this specific case, though, I think it's worthwhile to talk about you and to talk about what's going on with the podcast as a whole. Because one of the things I said way back in our very first show is that this is an experiment. I'm trying to reach a new audience. I'm trying to reach new people. And so what I'm looking at doing today is it's been about 3 months. This is our 11th episode of the show. We've been doing it since the middle of September. We're now getting near to the end of December. So it's been roughly 3 months. And I thought it was a good time to take a look back, particularly here at the end of the year, and say, how are things going? And ask the more important question of, does podcasting work? Does podcasting make sense as a marketing tool? So this is what we're going to talk about. Now, I want to share with you some stats from the show. And to do that, I have to give you a little bit of background. I try never to be that guy where somebody asks you what time it is and he tells you how to build a watch, right? But you certainly need a little bit of background on how we do things here at Thinks Out Loud, and I think it would help drive the discussion. So there are two different types of distribution of the content that I do with Thinks Out Loud. Now, obviously, it's based off of the blog, Tim Peter Thinks, available at timpeter.com/blog. But those posts are sent to people three ways. They're sent on the blog itself. They're sent via RSS readers like Google Reader. And they're sent via email. And because they're all directly sent to customers, people coming to the website or seeing it in their RSS reader or reading it in their email, I can use a tool like Google Analytics to measure how people are consuming the content, how much time they're spending with it, where they're clicking, and all of that. With the podcast, it's a little bit different. I actually use a hosting service called Blueberry.com, which is BlueBrry.com, Blueberry, to host the actual physical media, the digital media. And it is distributed by Blueberry both to my blog as well as to places like iTunes and to people who actually listen to podcasts right there on places like Blueberry. Or get it in their RSS readers. So we're comparing apples to apples. We're not comparing apples to apples, rather, in terms of measuring traffic, in terms of measuring use, and things like that. So that's kind of complicated in terms of seeing what's going on here. So it's very hard to see how the podcast is doing relative to other blog posts. Now, that's okay, because as I've mentioned in things like my Web Analytics Fundamentals series, as long as you're looking at trended data, you can see a lot. And I have a secret weapon that I'll tell you about in 1 second. In terms of trended data, the trends have been encouraging but not overwhelming. I've seen good growth week to week. But it's been pretty steady, right? Pretty solid. There hasn't been some big explosion where, you know, we always talk about you look for the hockey stick, right? Where things are traveling along, and suddenly your graph takes a huge spike upward, makes a big left-hand turn, and starts to look like a hockey stick. That's a good thing. There's been no hockey stick. So if you're considering podcasting or other marketing means as you go into 2013, be aware that that's not necessarily an option you're going to have, or you may not see that. But here's where the secret weapon comes in. Obviously, I do use Google Analytics, and I do use other means of checking out what people do. So earlier this week, I listed my most shared content on the blog for 2012. And one of the episodes from the podcast, episode 9, made the list. Episode 9 was, Is Social Media a Waste of Time? So it was the 8th most shared piece of content on the blog for all of last year, which is pretty impressive for something that actually only was put up in, 2-3 weeks ago, back in November. So that's actually done very well. So clearly people are interested in that level. The other thing is, because the podcast is embedded in a post each week, I can use Google Analytics to see how those posts compare to other posts written at the same time. One bit of caveat there, one bit of information you should know is catalog posts. What I mean by catalog is older stuff, archival posts that have been on the site for 5, 6, 7 years. The blog now is, 6 or 7 years old. Those archive posts, what we call cornerstone content, right? Core things about search engine optimization, core things about how to build your blog, etc. Those generate more traffic than anything, as you might imagine. So newer posts always are working their way up the chain in terms of getting people interested in new content. But among the stuff that is newer, so comparing like to like, the blog posts with the podcast in them compared to other blog posts written at the same time, the 10 podcasts to this point have generated 10% of the traffic that we've seen to the site from the newer content. The time that people spend on the page is about 15% higher than what they do with other content generated during the same period. Bounce rate is 30% lower, which is huge. So people are spending more time, they're reading more things once they've listened to the podcast or experienced one of the podcast posts. And the exit rate is more than 40% lower, which again is huge. People who are coming to the site and experiencing the podcast want to stick around and see more stuff. That's a good thing. Now, a couple of caveats about that, and I hate to give you good news and then caveat it, but here's the caveat. I've never believed that time on page is necessarily a leading indicator of success. It may be, but for some businesses, it means that people are having a harder time figuring out what to do and they're spending more time. So don't just use that as a metric unless you can determine that it actually leads to sales or leads or whatever your specific conversion action is. In my case, it does, so it is a win when people spend more time on the site. But it's not always true for every business, so do be aware of that. Now, if any of these terms are unfamiliar to you, I'm going to go ahead and link to our website analytics glossary that we've got up on the site so you can check that out and understand what bounce rate means, what exit percentage is. And while I mentioned it a moment ago, I'm going to reiterate that I'll have a link to the website analytics fundamentals series that I also strongly recommend. Because anytime you're trying to answer the question, is something worth it, you have to know what the numbers mean. You have to know how you're measuring success. To that end, I actually wrote a white paper on analytics for the hospitality industry about a year ago, that I'm happy to give a copy to. Anybody who wants to email me at podcast@timpeter.com, do so, and I'll be more than happy to send out a copy of the white paper to you. Now, it was written for a hospitality market audience first and foremost, but the general principles are broadly applicable across industry. So I recommend it. By all means, drop me an email and I'll be happy to send it to you. Now, of course, having given all this information, it still begs the question, is podcasting worth it? Is podcasting a good idea? For me, it is. I think it's working really well, because one other metric that I have in there is, again, comparing the podcasts to other blog posts written during the similar period, I'm actually seeing a slightly higher than average number of leads. And ultimately, that's what I'm going to care about. And anything you do from a marketing perspective, anything you do from a branding perspective or an online marketing perspective, you want to be able to tie it back to, did it generate some form of revenue? Did it generate some sort of event that causes revenue to occur? Because ultimately, marketing that doesn't lead to revenue ultimately, and again, if you're a nonprofit, revenue might mean donations, it might mean other things, but ultimately, that's what you want your marketing to do for you. So that, for me, I would say it's worth it. Now, two last things that I want to do before we wrap up. One, I actually wrote a post for Mike Moran's Biznology blog this week on video and imagery in terms of where the web is going. And it does beg the question of where does podcasting fit in with that? And that's something I'm going to continue to explore as we get into 2013, so do be aware for that. Now, while I'm speaking of Biznology, I'm doing a webinar with Biznology called It's All E-commerce, How the Social, Local, Mobile Web Affects Sales Online and Offline, and that's coming in January, so I will link to that in the show notes as well. And then lastly, if you're in the mood for even more audio, I helped moderate a Chief Digital Officer roundtable for the Hotel Sales Marketing Association International down in Virginia a couple weeks ago. And four of the attendees, plus the two moderators, were interviewed by Hotel News Now as part of this. The entire 45-minute interview is up online, and I'm going to go ahead and provide a link to that in the show notes, too, if you want to hear that. With that, I'm looking at the clock on the wall. We are about out of time. I want to thank you, as ever, for tuning in and listening to Thinks Out Loud. I will tell you, when I answer the question, is podcasting worth it? The fact that people are listening makes it worth it to me. So I really do appreciate you listening. It's been great. I'm looking forward to everything we do in 2013. It doesn't look like I'm going to do a show next week, but I will be back on January 3rd. So I want to say thank you so much for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for Tim Peter, Thinks Out Loud. You can subscribe to the podcast on the blog at timpeter.com/blog. And of course, you can always drop me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. And anybody who does so in the next couple of weeks, I'll be happy to send you a copy of that white paper on the analytics. So thank you once again. I hope you have a fantastic holiday season, and we'll see you next year. Bye, everybody.